This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete can save you from a boring drive home. Meanwhile, WA's own local salary packaging provider Paywise can save you money. Call 1-800-PAYWISE. Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talking telly.
Justin, hello.
Hello.
Telly.
Look, I am about to launch into something, and I need to point out, and I like to do this now and again with us, is point out that I think sometimes people think reviewers believe that they are absolutely correct on whether something is good or bad. And I don't believe that. I always think my opinion is correct for me. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to stay consistent. So sit back, get prepared, because I'm about to rave, because I have watched all of season 3 of The Leftovers, which was and has been my favourite TV series of the last few years.
Right.
And the finale was something else. For those of you who haven't seen it, which, to be honest, is the majority of people, this is a cult show, even by HBO standards. Mm-hmm. The Leftovers is a series about a world where one day, without warning, 2% of the world's population disappears, which turns out to be roughly 140 million people. Nobody knows where they went or why it happened. You know, was it the rapture? Was it a glitch in the Matrix? Did someone really get the census wrong? It doesn't matter. Nobody knows.
Okay.
And I loved the first season. I thought it was brilliant. And then they got a second series, and I thought that was even better than the first season. And so then when they said they were going to finish it off with this third season, I was pretty rapt. I was pretty excited. And I have to be honest, it's ticks all round. I loved every episode of it. The most exciting aspect of the third series is that a lot of it was filmed here in Australia.
Yeah.
As the main characters came down here. And you know what? It made me really patriotic to see to see Australia look so beautiful.
Yeah.
They really nail that Australian sense of humour, which is so hard to get right. Even Australians struggle sometimes with movies getting it right. And so, look, in the later season, it's coming up to the 7th anniversary of The Departed, and one of the main characters is convinced that there's going to be a flood that will wipe out the remaining people left on Earth, and he's come to Australia to learn the rain dances of the different tribes of the Aboriginal people to stop it from happening. And it's like, is he mad? Is he correct? Did he just want an excuse to fly to Australia? Either way, he's on a mission. It's just amazing. Like, Justin Theroux plays the main character of Kevin Garvey. Mm. He is just something else. The character of Nora, who's played by Carrie Coon, she is something else. Like, I'm just going to put this out there. It's like watching someone who's in that category of like a Glenn Close or a Meryl Streep, where you just,
ooh,
believe in her. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
The cast is superb. Scott Glenn, Christopher Eccleston. It's a pretty heavy series in a way. Like, it deals with serious topics. But I also found it incredibly uplifting. It is a meditation on grief while also exhibiting a hilarious yet very sly sense of humour. And I know that it seems like a high concept. Oh, 2% of the world's population disappears? You know, like, how am I meant to relate to that?
Mm.
But it's almost like it's touching on the world that we live in now, that world of uncertainty, that world of how do we move forward from here? What's going to happen next? And I loved every minute of every hour of every episode of every season. And last night when the episode finished and it got to the end, I don't know if I sat there for 5 minutes or 5 hours. I just lost time because I was just so lost in thought and joy on how they really stuck the landing. So get on board. This is just amazing TV. The Leftovers, Thursday, Foxtel at 8:30 p.m. All the thumbs, all the time, all in the air yelling, hell yeah!
David Stratton is Australia's most revered cinema critic. He's got a new series, David Stratton's Stories of Australian Cinemas. He joins us now on Lisa and Pete. So good to be talking to you, David. Thank you for your time.
That's a pleasure, Pete.
David, what an amount of subject to deal with. I mean, Australian cinema, it's just got better and better and better.
I know, it's a huge subject, and when we set out to do these programs, the first thing we said, it's not going to be a history of Australian
mm-hmm.
cinema. We just want to look at some of the most interesting, iconic, popular, different Australian films, just look at them in a bit of depth. So that was the idea.
So have you chosen the films to be looked at in depth?
Well, together with the director of the series, Sally Aitken, she wrote and directed it. I said, look, we've got to have this, we've got to have that, and I'm very pleased with what we've got.
David, you being a critic, of course, you know, you'd get a lot of people who may agree with your opinion. You get a lot of people who would completely disagree with your opinion and not possibly not like you for it. How do you deal with the criticism of your criticism, per se?
Look, I think you've got to call it the way you see it. When you're on television, as we were, as you know, for a long time, 28 years, Margaret and myself, you owe it to the viewers to be honest and upfront about whether, in your opinion, it's obviously only your opinion, the film is good or not so good or bad or whatever. If somebody disagrees, we've got one very good example in the program of Jeffrey Wright, whose film Romper Stomper I took some issues with.
Oh, it was heavy. It was a very heavy film.
Yeah, I mean, it was a film that was made at a time when there was a problem in Melbourne, especially with race hatred against Vietnamese in those days. The director was very unhappy with my point of view, and he makes that very clear in the program.
Unreal. Well, it was a huge movie. I remember another Australian huge movie that I was really, I didn't like at all, was Bad Boy Bubby. I mean, how big a movie was that?
Yeah,
it turned my stomach to it. I couldn't look.
Well, I mean, that was a very powerful film indeed. Mm. I mean, that was a film I did like quite a lot. I mean, it's good that we make challenging films that challenge audiences as well. Yeah,
we do. Do you think that there's anything about an Australian movie that you watch and you think, oh, well, this is just such quintessentially Australian cinema, or do you think we really cover all bases? And
I think Australian films, by and large, Australianness of them is what makes them so endearing to us. Mm. I mean, you take a film like The Castle, for example, I mean, it couldn't be made anywhere else. It's just, and it's interesting that that film did not do well overseas at all. I mean, it did very well here. Of course, it became iconic.
I got to ask, of all the movies that you have seen, and there's been thousands upon thousands upon thousands, you know, what would you say is the hardest part of a movie for a filmmaker to get right?
I think probably the script. I think a good movie starts with a good script and then the casting. Then you're more than halfway there.
Can I ask you, I would never ask you to narrow it down to your favourite movie, David, but could you narrow it down to a few?
Well, if we're talking about Australian films, I'm asked this question a lot.
Yes.
I think my favourite Australian film is a film called Newsfront, which was made in 1978 by Phil Noyce. And I like it particularly because I grew up in England. It's a film that tells you so much about Australian attitudes and values and Australian history, even in the period just after the Second World War. But it does so in a very entertaining way through the lives of newsreel cameramen. And it has such a great cast. It has Bill Hunter, Chris Haywood, Brian Brown, Wendy Hughes.
It's as Australian as you can get. Yeah,
and yeah,
definitely.
Very much so. Yeah, it's a lovely film.
We used to have a joke, actually, that you couldn't make an Australian film without Bill Hunter.
Well, that's right. I remember having a chat with Bill Hunter once and saying to him, if you're in an Australian film, it's usually a good film.
Yeah. An absolute pleasure, David Stratton. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Do you kiss your kids on the lips? Is it right? Is it wrong? And over to you, Perth, off the back of this photo that has sparked a bit of a parenting debate. David Beckham posted on his Instagram a little bit earlier of a kiss with his 5-year-old daughter, Harper. They were kissing on lips.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, just a sweet moment between daddy and daughter, but a few people out there going, oh no, that's weird.
It's not even the first time it's happened with Harper. You know, it happened with when Victoria Beckham posted a photo of her kissing her on the lips on her birthday.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. And all this, you know, online judgment came. I mean, it's her daughter.
Let's hear from you, Perth. We've got Jeannie in Port Kennedy. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
What do you think of this?
Look, it's political stupid. Look, my oldest grandbaby, he's 2.5, and he runs up, gives me a kiss on the lips, and he goes, love you, Nanny, and I love you too. And to me, I'm teaching them to love, you know, only people that they know. He doesn't do it to anyone else.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, exactly, and I want him to grow up with lots of love, not be those kind of people that don't touch me. I've never been loved. I don't want to be touched. It's wrong, you know, but I've got to admit, anything over 7, that would be a little bit wrong. But anything under, look, they're still babies.
They're still baby, exactly, Jeannie.
Yeah, yeah. Why? Oh, why
what kind of world would it be if you couldn't get a kiss from your baby?
Yeah.
Man, I would be... Look, I'm going to still kiss my grandbabies, the 3 of them, when they're like 50. You know, they're going to go, oh, my God, man, go away, go away.
Don't hang
Exactly, exactly.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Lisa and Averley, what do you think?
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look, I'm 47 years old and I still am a daddy's girl. I still kiss my dad on the lips.
Good
and
for
my mum.
You. Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with it? There's nothing sexual. It's just a hi, dad. Bye, dad.
It's
you know,
dad.
Yeah.
I mean, these
it's
people.
My dad.
These people exactly. with their warped minds and judgment really
look,
need to get off
look,
social
it's
media.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Look, I don't have anything against, you know, what anybody else does with their own lives and whatnot. I can't quite get on board with being 47 and still kissing your mum and your dad on the lips. Like, I don't think I could do it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
yeah, but you're
I think.
Man. It's different for girls.
Like, yeah, I
had to think about it. Yeah, I had to think about it because I couldn't think where on have I kissed them. I've never really. A thought about a place to kiss them. It's wherever my mouth lands. You know?
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
my mum or dad. There's a kiss for them. If it lands on an eye, on a nose, it's on like, a mouth, whatever.
What are you doing with my shoulder?
Yeah. My daughters are 20 and almost 13. They still kiss their dad. You know, the oldest one doesn't live at home, but when she comes to visit, straight in the door, kiss for mum, kiss for dad.
Absolutely.
You know,
good on you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Wrong. Thank
all right.
you.
See ya.
Brendan in Bankshire Grove. Hi, mate.
G'day, how you going,
Brendan,
guys?
You're a dad,
thoughts.
You've got daughters?
I've got a daughter and I've got two sons, but the youngest son, he still kisses me.
Yep.
The daughter, she's 12 going on 13, she still kisses me.
Yep.
And my mum still kisses me.
Oh, it's a kissy family, you know, I love it.
It is, and it's just sharing the love, that's all it
that's
is.
That's all it is.
It's just a kiss, that's it, nothing more.
And within a family, for heaven's sake, these people should be taking a cue from this, not judging it and hating it. This is where the love should be.
Yeah. I
guess. Yeah.
Thanks, Brendan.
Good on you, Brendan.
No problems, guys.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more from your drive home with Lisa and Pete. And get more from your pay with WA's local PayWise salary packaging and employee benefits provider. Call 1-800-PAYWISE.